Nun Tess, and yesterday we got up to Mesve? Midir Kayetz?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so we were in the middle of a fascinating machlokas. Machlokas is, what exactly is the relationship of the chiyuvim, of the Baal for Mizonos on the one hand, and for that little bit extra that he's supposed to be giving her for her extra allowance, which is called the Mor Kesev, to the Maisi Adayim. There's Maisi Adayim, which is the standard Maisi Adayim that we define later. And then there's Maisi Adayim, which is Mutar Maisi Adayim. So we had a Machlokas, whether Mizonot is for Maisi Adayim, which is the way you'd naturally think about it. And the Mor Kesev is a little bit extra, goes for the extra. The other approach is that the Mor Kesev is something which is well-defined, so it's Kayetz. So therefore the Maisi Adayim, which is also well-defined, is Kayetz. Mashenkin, the Mutar could be anything. And therefore, Kineged, the anything, we should have the typical Mizonot. Meitzvah. Here it says beferush that the Maisi Adayim is for the Mizonot, not that the Maisi Adayim is for the Mor Kesev. How do you explain that? Even though it says Maisi Adayim, if you hold that the halacha is that it's supposed to be keneged, we'll have to change it that it's keneged mutar. Here it says if she doesn't get the extra allowance, she gets to keep her Maisi Adayim, which is also seems to be a clear indication that we're exchanging the Mor for the Maisi Adayim. Ema means Mutar Maisi Adayashela. How can you say it means Mutar Maisi Adayashela? Allah Ketoni, explaining the meaning of Maisi Adayashela, it continues to explain in the bright of Mahi Osalo, what exactly is she supposed to be doing, Mishkal Chamesh Sva'im Sheti Biyuda, that she has to make the value of weight of a sheti thread, which is difficult to make, as it's a tougher thread, that's worth chomesh sloim in Yehuda, which turns out to be in Yehuda, it was double the value of the sellout, so it's eser shekel begalil, we learned over there. But in any event, what's the point of explaining what ma'aseh yadayim are if, according to you, it doesn't really mean ma'aseh yadayim at all? It means motar ma'aseh yadayim. So for the fact that we define Maaseh Adayim, it means that we're clearly saying that that's what comes in the place of the Mor Kesev. So then l'chor it's a raya that the Mor Kesev is keneged the Maaseh Adayim itself, and not keneged the Motar Maaseh Adayim. And says the Gemara, that doesn't mean anything. How are you going to know what Motar Maaseh Adayim are unless you first define the Maaseh Adayim, obviously? So hachikoma, Maaseh Adayah kama havi, in order that we should know the leida Motar dida kama, Mishkal Chamesh Sleim Sheti BeYehuda SheMeser Sleim BeGalil. So even from here, we don't have a clear raya from the way the Mishnah puts it. Omar Shmuel Alocha Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar. Getting back to the Mishnah, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar. What the din is legabe hamagdish hamotar. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, you can't be magdish the motar. According to Rabbi Meir, you can. Comes along Shmuel and Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, that it's actually chulin. Now we saw earlier that the machlokas seems to be nogea the shita of whether other makdish davar shelo bala olam. So what Shmuel is saying over here, alok Rav Yochanan Asandlar that it's chulin, he seems to be saying that ein adam makdish the davar shelo bala olam. Is that true though? Umi amar Shmuel hachi that in fact if somebody would be makdish motar yedeisha ishto, it would be chulin, because since right now it doesn't exist, it can't be magdish it, and in other magdish davar shelo b'olam, v'yotnan kodim shani osa l'picha, eino tzarich l'afer. Do we not have a halacha? We had this in Yevomis also. A woman makes a neder that she is not going to do anything for her husband. So everything that I make is for you is going to be like hegdish. Kodim is a lashon of korban. So she creates now an iser konomas, which is an iser neder. The Baal doesn't even have to be Mefer because she doesn't own it. He has the right to take that anyway. So how could she ask her on it? Rabbi Akiva, Aimer, it's true. But nonetheless, Yafer, you would have to do a hafara because of the chashash, Shema ta'adif alav yoter min ha-ra'uilo. What happens if she makes more than the Mishkal Chomesh Loim that we just had? In which case, that mutar, she's not Mishubedet lo. And therefore, he has a right to be Magdishit. Okay, but which implies already that we have to start wondering how your magdish something is not here yet, but that we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, even the worst. Yafer shema yigarshena. What happens if he divorces her? The neder at that point will be chal, because at that point she's not mishubedet lo at all. And then if he changes his mind and he wants to remarry her, she'll be te'asura lachzor. He's not allowed to be married to a woman who has an iser neder on her marcia, because she's going to end up for sure doing something. It's going to be nene. So we ask her marrying such a woman. Therefore, it's kedai, just in case, to be made for her now. So we're not only worried maybe he'll divorce her, we're maybe he'll divorce her, want to take her back. Okay, but in any event, that's certainly the Avashal of Aliyalam, no? I mean, right now, these Maisiyah Dayim don't exist. So what are we worried about? That it's going to be Chal at a time, and she doesn't have rights. There's two issues over here. We're going to deal with the two issues separately later. First of all, she doesn't have B'keach to make this issue at this point, because she doesn't own it. She's saying, but she will. Furthermore, the thing doesn't exist. Okay, so we have that issue also to take into consideration. But according to Yochanan ben Nuri, apparently we don't worry about either of those things. And the problem is that Shmuel says, Allah Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So how could Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and also paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Asandler? Rabbi Yochanan Asandler is saying that it's chulin. Why is it chulin? Because it's a dover shalom bali olam. When what it is that she will make her motar yadai. Masha'in came now. If you're telling me that he's paskining like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, well, even though right now she can't make such an edder, but in the event that he will be Megarisher, then it will be, I mean, that he doesn't have, she doesn't have the keyach to make the netter. So in other words, we have over here a contradiction in Pesach. On the one hand, he's saying a davar shelo ba'olam, you cannot be Magdish. And on the other hand, we're saying a davar shelo ba'olam, you can say Kainim, which is yes, that I can be Magdish. Make up your mind. Answers the Gemara, Ki Omar Shmuel Alok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's true that Shmuel said that the halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It didn't mean literally halakha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri across the board that we're afraid, Shemi Yigashena, etc., etc. But rather that he was referring to the chashash like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would have implied lagabi the din of hadafa, but not lagabi the din of gerushin. Now that is weird, right? Because L'chor makes absolutely no difference. I mean, l'hadafa also. Right now, it doesn't exist. There's an issue over here, it doesn't exist. This is davar shelo ba'ali olam. So even what Rabbi Akiva was saying, as we pointed out earlier, besides the other question, which Gemara will ask, but that's crazy, just say halakha Rabbi Akiva, if that's what you mean. But I mean, halakha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in what he says, the gabi hadafa, which equals the halakha of Rabbi Akiva. I mean, why in the world would somebody say such a thing? That the Gemara will get to. But Stam, what is the logic in thinking that you made a point by saying, well, it's not a problem of a Dover Shelo Bali Olam, because he didn't really paskin like him in terms of Gerishin, he only paskin like him in terms of Hadofa, where Hadofa is also considered to be a Dover Shelo Bali Olam. What's going on over here? So therefore Rashi says, a very strange thing, which he says, well, yeah, the truth is we could have pointed that out. But I mean, we already went to ask directly on what, well, it's a very strange way of saying it. Because you could have said Halacha Rabbi Akiva, you could have said Halacha is not like the Tanakhama. What do you have to say? Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, just to confuse us. But we really could have asked Lagabi the Halacha of even the din of Hadafa. So it's Iker Maisi Adayim, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, you have to worry about, because of the fact that maybe even Iker Maisi Adayim one day she'll own. Lagabi, this other question, it's not yet there. I mean, Bukhari doesn't own that either. So that Tosfos says, look, we'll have to say that Adav Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it means in what his shita is, the gabi, the din of Hadafa, that he holds Hadafa goes to the Baal. That's what it means. I'm not looking at Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in this issue. But since, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hadafa goes to the Baal, so Mamela, you can answer now the Hadafa as well. But it's nothing to do with the issue that we're talking about. And therefore, the Gemara says, okay, but if that's the case, since we're not talking about it, so just say, ain aloka ketanakama for other reasons. The way Rashi is learning aloka Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in terms of the chelik of his psak that equals Rabbi Akiva is very, very strange. It's very magumdo. And Rashi himself seems to be very, very hesitant about it. There's got to be some distinction between the two. Now, note, Rabbi Isai, that there is indeed a distinction, as I mentioned earlier, that we're going to need to think about in the sugya that Gemara is going to actually deal with, and that is that there's two issues in the davar shelo ba'alei olam. There's a davar shelo ba'alei olam in terms of the fact that my keyach to achieve this kinyan or this iser or whatever chalos we're talking about is not as yet in my hands. So we have like the case somebody wants to be mekadesh an isha when she will become a Jew. Such a kinyan doesn't exist at this point. I have the keyach to create that kinyan. There's that, but then there's also the question which the thing that I want, even though I have the keach, but the thing is not as yet here. So in that case, it's b'chal not shayach kiddush. What's it? We can't even talk about the idea. The item over here, it's true I have the keach, if I pass it like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in terms of who owns the hadafah, but I don't have the keach in terms of its being here. Mashain came, when it comes to Likisha Agarshena, maybe there, there'll be a difference. There already, there's two things that are missing. I'm missing the chayfet, in that it wasn't made yet. And I'm also missing my ability to affect that chayfet, because it's out of my rishas. So perhaps that was something the Gemara was taking into consideration, which we'll see later on if we would have a right to apply that now. But no matter how you're learning, whether you're learning like Tezis Pshat, that it means to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri vis-a-vis the halacha of Ha'adofa being shayach to the Baal, or whether it means like Rashi learns like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in terms of what he's saying, that you have to worry about changes, and he doesn't mean completely a davar shelo ba'al yaalon, but rather only legabe the Ha'adofa element of davar shelo ba'al yaalon. Either way, we ask the following question, which makes perfectly good sense. If you want to change the topic, so say, Lema alok Rabbi Yochanan Nuri la'adofa. Or if you want to paskin only partially like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, the way Rashi's learning, so say, alok Rabbi Yochanan Nuri la'adofa. Or better yet, Inami, just say, Ein alok Kitana Kama. If you want to introduce a new issue, you're saying, well, there's something else we have to consider, and that is who owns the la'adofa. So just say, okay, so because of that, Ein alok Kitana Kama. That you could say. Or you could say, alok Rabbi Akiva. I mean, if anyway you're paskining like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri velomi taime, so paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Ela, so that can't be the pshat. Elam Rabbi Yosef, there's a deeper issue over here, gentlemen. The deeper issue is that when we were talking about the psak of Rabbi Yochanan Hassan, we're talking about literal hegdash, yes? We're talking about over here, Konomos is talking about Dinim of Nedarim. Dinim of Nedarim are unique in the Torah. Because a Dinim of a Neder, I can affect somebody else's thing, which is remarkable. How can I asser? I'm going to say, you own an automobile, and I asked that automobile to hegdish on me. It's not yours to ask. So that means that the Torah is giving a completely different hagdora of the nature of Kainim than it is on literal hegdish, more powerful. So it's all very nice to say, when it comes to hegdish, the davar shelo ba'al yaalon won't chal. But, and your car I own. Your car is a davar shelo ba'al yaalon for me. Nonetheless, the Torah gave it into my hand. So if that's the case, maybe gave it into my hand even in terms of davar shelo ba'al yaalon. So where did Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Asander when it comes to Hegdesh, where it needs to be Bereshusay, and he needs to be the owner? Okay? Over there, I Paskin, it's Chulin. How can you make a din of Hegdesh now that's not been Yotcha? It's a Dover Shalom Baliyala. But when it comes to Konamot, over there, it's different. Shiny Konamot. Mitok Shadam Oser Perot Chaveiro Alav, Adam Magdish Dover Shalom Baliyala. I mean, the same way, you can take something that you don't have Koyach over, and you can go ahead, and you can be Magdish it in a new way. Konamos Magdish. To give it a din of Hegdash. And therefore it must be more powerful than Hegdash it is itself. So maybe in the same way, you could even Aser Dover Shalom Boliola. Omle Abaya, I don't see that's comparable. Because, look, I mean, Bishlama, Adam Oser Perot Chaviro Alav. I understand that there's one element, you're right. A person owns Peros. So he can Aser those Peros on himself in the same way that he can Aser his Perot on his friend, okay? Whatever, that's a Chiddush, you're right. But that's a Kiddush in terms of his ability, not of something that doesn't exist, right? So what you're telling me over here would be the equivalent of saying, Yaser davar shelo ba'al yaalon chaviro. Why is that? In Einodam Oser Perot Chaviro Chaviro. I mean, in the same way that I understand that there's two issues to talk about. There's the chayfetz vis-a-vis my keyach and the chayfetz. And then there's the dinim and the chayfetz that exists vis-a-vis. I'm going to be able to say, since the Torah said you can affect inyonim that are not yours, therefore you should be able to ask a davar shelo ba'al yaalon. But over there, the thing b'chlal isn't there at all. So how can you go ahead now to be matfisit in a kainim? There's two different things. The malacha A wasn't done yet, and B l'kishiy garshena that it should be osur b'konim. Those you can't learn out two different elements from one element. You know what it's talking about over here? It's not talking about a case where you're going to aser over there the dover shelo ba'al yaalon when it comes. It's talking about over here, be'omer, yikatshu yadai lo'oseihem, the yadayim itnu ba'olam. Which we saw earlier, it's possible to speak about not the chayfetz that isn't here, but rather the keach and the yadayim, which now whatever it is that they will be meyatzer is coming from something that was Nesar Bana'a, so the in that sense, it's as if it's Bo'al Yaalon. So the only thing that we're talking about is the problem of the Gerishin. Because right now she doesn't even own that, because they're Meshuvah. Okay, but that already we see that you can make a Kainim on something that you don't own. For Haraya, you can ask the other guy's fruit on you. So over here, I'm answering my Yadayim on you. I said, but you don't own your Yadayim. I do, but I will own my yadayim in the event of a gerushin. So when Shmuel comes to Agur Paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he's saying, yes, because we have to worry about Canaan. Well, over there you can ask her, Dover, Shalobo Leolam, in the sense of Lobo Leolam, that you didn't have the kayak to do it. That's because of Kenomis, you can ask her a guy's Paris. Ah, you'll say, so, but over here, the Paris existed, but over here the Adofa doesn't exist. You're right. It's not talking about that she answered the thing that will be. She answered her malacha. She answered her hands, so to speak. And in that case, whatever is manufactured by them is something that belongs to Agnes, to you, in terms of neder. How does that work? I don't understand. What do you mean? Mikachu yadais lo sayem. V'chim ka'omra ha'chim mimakacha. How can she make a kiddushin, yikachu yadais lo sayem, on something that is meshubit to him, a meshabdalei? Well, we said, the omer lachim megarsha, she said. Well, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said. Is there going to be a problem if there's a gerushin? So if she says at the time that the gerushin will be chal, so then ye cut true. I didn't understand. So how does that help me? How can you do something? You're running around in circles. We're back again. You're telling me that she should do something which isn't shayach to be done now, and she should do it in something that should be chal later when it is shayach. I thought, ain't not a mosu dover shalom bayolam. Om Rabbi Loi, why not? Alam alo. Let's say, I'll give you an example. Ilu ha'omer l'chaviro sode zu shani mocher l'cha. Guy owns a sode. He wants to sell it to somebody. Now, he has in mind, but my side really would like to give it to Hegdish. Right now I need the money. But you know what? Maybe I'll be able to buy it back from him. And then when I can afford it, I want it to be Hegdish. It should be a schuz for me even now. So he makes a tonight like this. And he says, listen, I'm selling you this field, but if I buy it back from you, it should be Kodesh. What's a child? I buy it back from you, it should be Kodesh. I mean, 10 years later, we'll worry about it. But right now, how can you make it Kodesh? And yet the din is over there, Milo Bekacha. Why wouldn't it be Kodesh? Of course, why wouldn't it be Kodesh? Because he owns the field. What kind of question is that? He owns the field. He's about to sell it. So he's saying, since I own it now, I want to make it Hegdesh in the event that I will buy it back when I will once again own it. So over there he is bekeach right now to create a chalos in this field because he owns this field. He wants to make that part of a mechira deal, that's fine. But how are you going to compare that over here? What is she going to say? That right now I own the keach so that if I will be mechira, I mean, she can't give herself a get. She's going to say, if? That has nothing to do with me. So kishakhena, there is making a deal. I get the money, I buy it back from you, then it's kodesh. Hello, Damya, you want to compare it to a case? I'll compare it to a case for you, which is similar to this, and you'll see how wrong you are. You want to compare it to the case? The case would be, La'omer l'chavero, sadezusha macharti l'cha. A guy comes along and he says, remember that field I sold you 5 years ago? Well, let me tell you something. I'm collecting the money, and when I get the money together, it should be kodesh. Well, when I sell it back to you, we'll worry about it. Right now, you have no shaykhs to this field. You can't make it kodesh now. So the guy would say, sadezusha macharti l'cha, l'shike ekhena mimchati kodesh. The low kacha. So over here, the woman is saying, well, you know, these hands that I sold to you, so to speak, when you gave me Kesef Kiddushin. So when I get them back and you give me a gift, it's the same exact case. Maske for a papa. Now, wait a minute. That's not fair. That's not fair at all. When you sold the field, you sold the field. Obviously, you sold the field. The fact that you once owned something is not going to give you any rights. That's sentimental. Here we're talking about, she sold her hands, a woman sells herself, she doesn't sell herself. She's mishabedet herself. So all that happened is that the kiddush, she obviously still owns herself in every way. She has all the rights to herself. There's a lien on what it is that is achieved by her hands, which is basically a kinyan for Paris. I mean, it's certainly not a kinyan of her body. There's a lien on the Paris. So over there, Matkila Republic, me dummy. What's the comparison? A guy sells a field, so he's out of it. The goof of the field, the Paris of the field, they're all beyada de loikeach, they all belong to the buyer, the nushus of the buyer, he has no kayak at all. But over here, hacha, goofa biyadahu, she owns her body. Elamai, temporarily, if we'll give her a get, temporarily there's a lien on what it is that those hands make. Yeah, you want to look at a case that it's similar to and see that it's not so far-fetched? Holodanya elaloimer lechavero, a guy could say it like to his friend like this. I took a field, I took a loan, and I made the soda mashkanta against the loan. So now the soda is mumushkan, the soda is leaned to pay back the loan. Okay? So likish evdena mimcha, when I pay back the loan, at that point the field is freed up and the lien is removed. when I pay back the loan, tikadesh. So in that case, it would be kosher. So it makes perfectly good sense. I think it was a good comparison, actually. Because you forgot about the fact that over here, the woman will always own yadea. It's only shaila what the lien is. Maskevar of Shishabre Ravid, it's still not the same. Because a person can always pay back a loan early, right? Maybe you'll have to pay a penalty if it's an Israeli bank. But Lamaisi can pay back. I mean, what do you mean? You should have a right to pay back? We don't make our money off of your blood. Fine, but whatever it is, but you have a right to go ahead and to buy it back. They can't stop you from buying back your field. But it means it's biyotcha. The lien is not a lien that removes your kayak from it. So over there, I understand that. You could say, therefore, since today you could walk into the bank, pay back the loan, get a stamp that frees up the lien from your field, and then you can give it to Hegdesh. Since that's biyotcha to do right now, memela, you have a right also to make it kodesh because it's still biyotcha. Masha'inkein hacha, what are you going to say? The woman says, well, actually, I own this, and it's just there's a lien. When it's just there's a lien, this lien is basically imprisonment. How are you going to get out of it? She can't be megarish herself. Hacha ein biyadala garish atzma. But I'll tell you, if you want to, I don't disagree with your ultimately with your logic. I just think that the comparison is a lousy comparison. If you want to make it comparable, you say like this: Holodam yalla lomel chavera sade zushi mishkanti lachala eser shanim lekishav denamim chati kadesh. The kotcha. How about if the guy makes a deal? Look, you know, this is a we learned about mashkantot that the person who gives the mashkan, gives the loan, gets rights to the field for the years. We deduct the value and so on of the perais. All questions of ribit, mashkanta desura. We have, but it's certainly possible to make a deal that we take a mashkanta for 10 years that I can't pay back. So then I'm basically in the situation of the woman. I can't get it back. So over there, I own the goof. I don't own the perais because of the lien on it. Therefore, there's nothing. What are you going to say that I can't make hegdesh? In that case, also it's hegdesh. If you're looking for a good example, that's the example. So it still works out. It is possible indeed to do something where you own a goof, even though there's no way for you to actualize your kinyan aguf into Paris. Ask for Rav Ashi, I understand it's still not a useful comparison. Me dummy? I mean, over there, when the person takes a mashkanta, even if he takes it after 10 years, I mean, but lemaisa it's his because after 10 years, it reverts to him. Right? He now has the right. After 10 years, he can be paid it, therefore he still owns it in the sense of being able to be makdish it. So at least at the end of the 10 years, but over here, once she accepts this lien, this is forever. She can never make sure that she gets it back because she can't be megarish herself. Therefore, no comparison is going to get around that problem. And the bottom line is the question stands. Why would we say that you're able when you have no real ability to ever actualize your baalut on the goof, because whatever that goof is going to do, you're going to end up having to give it to somebody else? Why would we say that therefore a hegdesh now should be chal on something that takes place later, unless you hold that it's a davar shelo b'olam, that afapi can a person can be makdish a davar shelo b'olam? I'll tell you, says Abaye, what the real pshat is over here. You're missing the boat. Don't look for comparisons, suddenly you're not going to find one. You're not going to find a useful one. El Amr Abaye is Ravashi. It's a whole different idea. Konamot kamer. Do you know the real difference between the issues over here? When we're talking about konamot, konamot is kedushat aguf. That's the point. When you go ahead and you make something a kainin, that's not an issue of monetary questions. That is as if you're magdish kedushat aguf. The Torah says, once you say it's hegdish, so vis-a-vis the keach that you have, maybe it's only towards yourself if it belongs to somebody else. Maybe it's towards others when it belongs to them, but whatever the situation is, how does that work? It works as if it's kedushas mizbeach. We understand that, let's say you make kedushas domi. Kedushas domi, you have a right to be paid. But kedushas mizbeach, you don't have a right to be paid. If you make something in neder, you don't have anything to do with it. What's the halacha? If somebody has a lien on something that you own, and you're magashit lemizbeach, what's the halacha? His lien is canceled. Just like a halacha, whenever there's a change in the status, not of the financial status, but of the actual body of a thing, if there's a change in halacha, that now overrides the lien. Let's say you had leaned chametz to a goy against a loan. Can you come along and say, well, look, I can't burn this chametz. You know, it's Erev Pesach. I can't burn the chametz. It's leaned to the goy. No, the din is over there. What do you mean? But there's now a change in halacha on the gufa chametz. It's not a din in finances. It's a din in the Teres B'chayyid to burn chametz. For the goy, it has value. That's not the point. No, nothing to do with that. The question over here is, Lagabe, you're burning his shibud. He doesn't have a shibud anymore. Because this is now no longer, this, because it's changed and it's a surin effect, that change, he'll have to get his money somewhere else, and the lien is transferred to other elements of your property. But you still have to go ahead and burn it. Same thing is true, another change in status. You own an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is money. The moment that you're Meshachmer, the Eved Kanani, he now is no longer money. Now he's a person. And that's already not in your hand. Suppose you had borrowed money against an Eved Kanani, and now you go ahead and you're Meshachmer, the Eved Kanani. Cancels the lien. We don't say that because you're now taking away the money, therefore the change in state doesn't take effect. A change in state overrides the financial status that's defined by a lien. Therefore, since Kanamas work as if the Kedusha Mizbeah, so the Kedusha Zaguf, that's the point. So you're saying it's leaned to the husband? Tough. Cancel. The Shaila is, if that's true, why isn't it canceled immediately? That the Gemara will ask. Ain't no finami. And it's all along we've been saying, but of course, it's only a problem if they get divorced. So, according to this logic, it should be immediately canceled. You're telling me that's a din of Agdash Aguf? Let's just finish the Gemara, we'll get back to your question. So this, says Rav Ashi, the way that it works is that Kanamas is Kedusha Zaguf. And Kirava the Amarava Hegdesh, Chametz Vishikhrur, Mafki'in Midei She'ibut. These three things will cancel a lien. But if that's the case, then Nikatshu Mehashta. So then you're right. So what are we saying? The problem is that only if he'll be Megarisher, it's immediately now asers him, even though he has a Shibut. You're also right. But Almua Rabbanan the Shibut in the Baal, Ki'echa the Lord Tikadesh Mehashta. That's all that we need, no? That we should have now the ability to ask for something with a kanim that will cancel all shibudim. We might as well throw out all of the takanas that we made in terms of the marriage. I mean, if we're saying that there's a shibud on earth vis-a-vis the in terms of exchange for bezainus or however you understand it. I mean, if you're giving her this way now of making kanamais, so then what are we going to do about the shibud that we created? In this case, the rabbonan were mechazek the shibud. But at least it shouldn't be chal immediately. But chal it is. They simply pushed off the chalois. They said, okay, but right now he has a right anyway to utilize it. Atosis points out that we'll have to say, and I think this is what our president was about to ask, that we have to say that this is true about every time that you have a lien for a chov. Because if not, we would destroy the market of collateral. Who's going to lend money if a guy could decide, okay, I'll go be magdish and I'll cancel the lien? So it doesn't mean only the Baal, because otherwise anybody can be mafkia somebody else's right. So therefore, it's lav dafka, when it says if she put it a Baal, it's lav dafka, she put it a Baal, but it's rather that the Rabbanan were mechazek all shibudim of a Baal Chov, that they should be chal, even kenega the Hegesh. We're talking about Maasei Yadayim. Maasei Yadayim produce value, and that's one issue. But how about the things which she does in the house? And that's a very valuable job. It's the equivalent of an awful lot of money. What are the things that she can't say? Can she say, I don't do ironing? That's the issue.
I don't do windows.
I don't know, around my house, it's I don't do ironing. It's not my marriage. So I don't do ironing, I don't do windows. I mean, what exactly is the chiyuv? So the following are malachot that are assumed to be a shibud on an isha. Now, as we'll see, all of this, of course, is dependent on whether she is rich enough to have a servant that she brings in as part of her nedunya. I mean, then obviously you can't force her. I mean, she already brought in the person who's going to do it. But a shifra, yeah. Yeah, it's called a washing machine dryer. So in a case where she doesn't have, let's say, the natural state of affairs. So she's tochenet. She has to, those days you have to grind the flour, right? So she's tochenet. Everyone's got tochenet. What does that mean? She sits there walking around. Instead of the donkey, she walks around the millstone. That's a pretty strange thing to say she's supposed to do. Okay, well, we'll talk about that. So she has to be tochenet. She has to be tochenet the grain to make fire. She has to bake. She has to do the laundry. She has to do the cooking. And she has to be menikat bina. She has to nurse her own child. Now, it doesn't mean her own child is not from him, obviously. But the point is, he cannot say, nurse the child that I have from my previous marriage or something. That it has to be only binah, right? Also, some are medayik, that it means that he cannot ask her to make money by nursing. So she can't be a wet nurse for money. He said, well, you don't do anything else with your time. Go and be a wet nurse. Furthermore, Samar Medayek, on the basis of Yerushalmi, it's Bachlokas, how to read the Bachlokas, we've shown him how to understand Yerushalmi. The Menikat, Benaz, Loshen Yachim. But if she has twins, then she's not Chayeves, the Menikah, at Baneha. Or in modern terms, you know, when the second baby comes while you're still nursing the first baby. That never used to happen, but nowadays they manage it, you know. So, no, this is personal, Masay Adayim, that she's Chayeves to do for him. And Matzat, Lo Atamitah, she makes the beds. V'yosabat zemer, and then she works on making the threads, as we were talking about before. But, if nisalo shivcha achat, if she brings into the marriage one shivcha, the first thing that goes, lo tochenet, lo ofa, v'lo bechabeset. So she doesn't have to do the grinding, the baking, and the clothing, the washing. If she has two shvachot, she doesn't even have to do any cooking. Ein mevashelet v'ein menikat b'na. At that point, she can also use her as a wet nurse. Shalosh, she doesn't even have to make the beds. In matzat lo tamita ve'ino sabet semer, she doesn't have to use her time making thread or some other craft. If she has four shvachot, then yoshevet bekathedra. Then she can sit back in the cathedral and sit around doing nothing all day long watching TV. So what was she doing if she had shalosh? What was left? It says what's left of it. The things that we don't even bother mentioning over here. I mean, we have all of the small things that you do, you know, bring down the stuff from the shelf. Take this and put it away in the closet. And so on. Those are things that are normal household needs. That we say she would be melachos ketanos. We say melachos ketanos. Those are melachos ketanos are given. But we don't even mention it over here in the Mishnah. But we do talk about it later. But once already there's four, he can't even ask for melachos ketanos. There's enough in four shvachot. There's enough to take care of the house. So when a woman says, look, I'm doing the work of four people, she's absolutely right. That's a parish mission. She brings them in. She brings them in as part of her nidunya.
She has to pay. She has to maintain them.
Well, that's the question. Can you make? Did you have to make? That's a different issue. Can you tell an Evan to work and then sell the flowers on the corner to make your own money? I mean, that was a machlokas, but it's not nogea here. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Reb Eliezer Omer, not true. Afilu hichnisa lo me'a shvachot. There's two different issues over here. There's work which is necessary for the house. And then there's work which is defined as the way a normal human being lives. And to say a person could sit around watching TV all day is ridiculous, because she might as well open up a house of prostitution. Abatala mevi ali day zima. I mean, what is she going to do with her time?
She's doing gala, you know, fundraisers. Bingo.
Okay, gala fundraisers, if she brings a little bit into the house, maybe anokinami, but they're certainly not bingo. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, I say more than that. Let's say a guy, he loves his wife, he makes an iser, she is not allowed to work. So then he has to give her a get and give her a ksum. Because basically what he's saying is that she should go insane. About the law, maybe ali day she imum, a person sits around thinking all day long. That's the worst thing in the world. So he's basically committing her to insanity. He can't do that. So therefore, working is part of life. You can't expect somebody to sit around doing nothing. Says the Gemara, what do you mean tochenet? I mean, we get this image of this woman taking the chamor's the chamor's harness, putting it on herself, and walking around being tochenet the chitam. You can't mean that. Oh, we're going to get to that. Ela ima matchenet. Matchenet would mean she's the one who brings the things to the company to do. But she takes the responsibility as the pshat. But it doesn't mean obviously.
She brings it and puts it into the funnel.
But she. It's like saying if she has a washing machine, she doesn't have to wash. But who puts the clothes into the washing machine? So even if she had a washing machine, we would still say she washed. No, taking out. Yeah, he's got to do the taking out. I mean, she doesn't trust him on the washing. That much to take it out and put it in the dryer. I mean, even a dumb man can do that. Maybe. All right, so at any event, it means over here, matchenet, so she basically uses the machine. The machine, anafinami, is driven by chamor power, or water power. Or, we might be talking about a hand grinder. It's maybe ibay seima, berechaya de yoda. I mean, that's not already so crazy to say that if you had a hand grinder and that was the norm to be used, so then it could mean literally tochenet. But as the case is, basically, she's responsible for saying to it, we have flour, I'll bring you grain, we'll have flour, right? Like the Medrash says, b'mayo zeretlo, ezer kenegdo, you bring in grains, is that what you eat? grain? Who ever heard of people eating grain? That would be like granola. a lot of things have changed. Okay, says the Gemara, Masisa Tilok Rabbi Chiya. This Mishnah, however, argues Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says women have one purpose, beauty. You don't do anything to a woman that makes her in any way less beautiful. So, Ein Isha Ela LeYofi, Ein Isha Ela LeBanim. What did you think you bought? A shivka to work in your house? This is ridiculous. So that, Tosis points out, LeYofi would mean that only those things that would be Makhisha Yofi. So we're only arguing, does she have to nurse a child? The nurse messes up her body. Does she have to be matchenet? What, do you want a big muscular wife? Again, things change. Now every woman has to keep it in shape. That's right. Okay, but in any event...
Couldn't do the laundry dryer under the gym.
That's right. So therefore, you know what? You want a wife? Okay, I'll tell you what a wife is for. Buying jewelry. That's what she's for. So, Ein Isha, Ela L'Tachshite Isha. You want to buy her jewelry? That's fine. You could go get married. But if your idea is to get married in order to have somebody who's going to be around the house for you doing work, forget about it.
Oh, yeah, we skipped.
We skipped? Yeah. I thought I said it. V'todi Rebbe Chiya. Furthermore, said Rebbe Chiya, Tzenshi Adenet Ishto. I mean, you want your wife to really look good. You want her to shine, right? Yalbishena Klei Pishtan. You got to get her the right clothes also. We're not talking... She's got to be wearing now this linen. What do you expect her to run around in? These Roman togas made out of wool? Harotzeh she'albinet bito. A guy wants his daughter, who's still young, that she should be like good skin. Yachilena efrochim. Get her a lot of kepan v'id. V'yashkena chalav. Not at the same time. Samuch lepirka. As she's reaching puberty, see to it that she gets very good nourishment. And that was all. She'll have good skin. Anyway, getting on. The Mishnah says, Menika et binah. So she is responsible to be meneket. And that's not owned by her anymore. That's part of the shibud of the marriage. Which implies that Lemamas is a talk of Beit Shammai. The Tanya, Beit Shammai says here in the Braisa that if a woman makes a neder, Shalola haniket binah, you can't really make a neder, Shalola hanik. But you can. This is machlokas how this is done. This is a shvua. It's a shvua, because a neder is ichal on something, not on an action. Some learn it means a shvua. Others learn that it means she says, let peres ha'elam be asura alai if. So that way she won't be able to eat. That type of thing. But whatever the mechanism is, that's a sugya for the Dorim, not here. But the shayla lemaisa, what the halacha would be in such a case, Beit Shammai omrim, shometet dad mipiv. Drag that nipple out of the baby's mouth. The moment that she says it, boom. She's not allowed now to be meneket. So in other words, he seems to be saying that she's not mishu'ubenet. Whereas Beit Hillel omrim kufa u'menikato. No. It's not up to her. He can force her to be menik.
What's wrong with it tomorrow to find something not like Beit Shammai? Surprise. Talk about it.
Yeah, but not where it was never incorporated in the Seder HaMishnah that we should just take for granted. Usually, this is a bright over here. So in other words, to say that we never even mentioned the sheet of Israel, because then we're just taking for granted and we just go straight off to look at Beit Shammai, is kedai to point out, it's not Mamash Akasha, but I just want to know, are there other issues here? Nidgarsha, once, however, he was Megarasher, then already Eino Kofa, because the Kviya was in terms of the relationship to the Baal, not in terms of the Chiyuvim that she has to the child. However, Im Hayama Kira, if the baby knows her, and therefore is not going to be as comfortable with a wet nurse, then there's already a shibud in terms of her chiyuvim to the child. So in that case, it's true that he is benefiting, the husband, because otherwise he would have to pay. So let him pay her. I mean, she's divorced. She doesn't owe it to him. Okay, fine. So let him pay her. Noten la schara. But he could still be kofal minikato, because he doesn't have an option. The baby is not going to be happy. And therefore, even after divorce, he could be kofal. And that's because of the sakana. If the baby's not going to be happy, then you can't reliably switch over to a wet nurse.
The formula these days...
That's a wet nurse. Yeah, no, that's considered to be lahalocha sakana. In other words, in terms of mishameshet b'moch, let's say. Right? So we're afraid that she may end up getting pregnant and then not be able to nurse. So you can't say, so what? So she'll use Similac. No, that's considered to be a sakana. The child knows her. What does she have to say? Similac is going to be as good as nursing. You never know. So we still pass in that way, even though there's alternatives. Says the Gemara, no, it's good you raise this because it could work out of Fila Libet Beit Shammai. Fila Tema Beit Shammai, Hachmai Askiyan Kigon Shinadra Yivi Kiyem Lahu. Here the issue is the same question we had before. Where she makes the neder, and he, instead of being made for the neder, he says, good, okay, you want it to be that way, so I'll sign a neder. So now, the machlokas that we had earlier, who stuck her finger between her teeth for her to bite? Right, so you're saying, so he cuts off his nose to spite his face. Okay, you want to make Nadarim? Go live with it. So now he has to worry what the din is. So she messes up her life, but it's not his fault. That's the question, whose fault it is. So Beit Shammai says, look, he could have simply said, that's canceled. Instead, he wants to make a point. So then that basically, he was the one who stuck her finger between her teeth, and now she's biting her finger. Who knew then it's about Ben Shinea? Beit Hillel said, that's how Rashi learned before the question. It's not his finger, it's her finger. Who put it there? That's the question. She's obviously doing the biting. But I mean, he could have seen to it that there was nothing to bite. All he had to do was say, move for love. So therefore, we blame him. And he's the one who canceled his own shibbut, so to speak. But he wanted it to be done. So what he had to make it now, usher that it shouldn't be able to be done. Therefore, says Beit Shammai, let Shemet the Tav be paid. She doesn't owe him anything at this point. It's his own fault. And so Beit Hillel, Savri, he not Netzbab in Shinao, since she instigated this whole thing. So she still owes it to him. She says, well, how could that be the machlokas? And what does it have to do with nursing? You could have stana machlokas. Veniflagu biktuva bi'alma. A woman is noderet to be nene from her husband. So the shayla over there is, he asked me magarish her. He was mekayim the neder. So you should ask, should she be tito ktuvata? Should she be taitse velo ktuva? That's a machlokas Beit Shammai Bezilo. If that's the machlokas over here, what do we have to suddenly create this new business about meneket? So obviously, there's a machlokas between Beit Shammai Beit Hillel in terms of the etzim din of Hanukkah, not because of a case where he could have been made for. Not to mention, the bright action says, Beferish, Beil Tanya, Beit Shammai Omrim Eina Manika. There, what are you going to do with this? Stam, Beit Shammai holds a woman is not chayevis to be manik. And that means that he holds that there is no she'ibut to the Baal. So therefore, if she asks, there's nothing that he can do. And if that's the case, there's no way to fit that in with the Mishnah, including that's connected to the Mishnah. He says, well, you're right. And I give up. You're right that the Mishnah seems clearly not to be like Beit Shammai.